Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, guys. Listen, do you guys remember Hatina Marie? Square Biz? Rest in peace, baby. Rest in peace. Oh, my goodness. I love that lady. I tell you, her songs are just so amazing. How's everybody doing? Listen, I want to thank you guys for joining me on the Sandy Wilson's Blog Radio Talk Show. Last night, we had an amazing time. We're going to have another great time tonight. I got another great celebrity tonight. I don't play no games. You understand? Listen, I got to tell y'all something. Okay, when I came on, I seen my celeb was already on there, but it was a few more you guys already on there, so you're not taking this out. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys supporting her, supporting me, supporting, you know, what I'm trying to do here. So thank you. So listen, last night I went a little bit too far. I started putting people on. So tonight what I'm going to do, if you want to come on and talk to my celebrity, you can just go ahead and let me know and I'll let you on. If you just want to listen to the whole great interview, guys, then we'll go ahead and do that, okay? All right, so listen, before we put my celebrity on, because I see she's on, I wanted to make very clear, guys, that in regards to the virus questions that we're going to be talking about, she's not a doctor. I'm not asking her to, you know, to give you guys advice. This is just in her opinion, what she's thinking. So I just wanted to make that very, very, very clear that you guys understand that. Then we're going to talk about her amazing career. She has a really amazing career, guys. You just, guys, you would not believe. So we're going to go ahead and get right. Okay. Oh, my goodness. This is beautiful. I love this, guys. I love it. Oh, my gosh. I just love it. Miss Castilla Hart. How are you?
What's up, girl? I'm good.
What's up, girl? How are you? Can you hear me good?
Oh, I can hear you a little bit. Hold on a second. Know what's going
sure,
on? Technical difficulties.
Yes, yes. Get yourself, get it together, baby, because I want them to listen to this.
All right, now.
Guys.
Okay, go ahead and repeat your question now. What did you say?
Okay, my first thing was, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Great. Okay, now listen, we're going to get started because I got a lot of stuff I want to get in here. And, you know, people enjoyed it so much yesterday. I think, guys, I got to tell you something. Just like Miss Sunshine, I kept going back on Facebook. The support you have was so wonderful. Did you see people, you know, and just like I was saying, you can't see my side because that's my page, but I had friends that I didn't even know from wherever. A couple of people, I want to say shout out to George. I want to say shout out to Tevin. They reposted on their page. They shared your stuff on their pages. Yeah, they did. So I want to shout them out. Yeah, it was George. He did it. And it was Tevin. He shared it as well. I knew people were supporting you. Miss Sunshine supported you. It was, I mean, it was nice. I really enjoyed the fact that they're supporting you guys so well. So listen, let's get started. For people that's never met you, don't, you know, may not have seen you, tell everybody where you originally came from.
Okay, well, of course, my name is Cassia Hart. Hi, guys. I am originally from Brooklyn, New York. Any Brooklyn people in the house? Anybody listening from Brooklyn?
I don't see any Brooklyns on. Wait a minute. Somebody just came on. Hi, whoever you are. Hello. I don't know who that is, but I don't see any New York people yet.
Okay. You know they be on New York time now. Come on, y'all.
Yeah. You got some 843s on here, though. You got some, I don't want to say
right,
the name.
All right, what's up, 843s?
Yeah, you got some 843s on here. You got a couple 843s on here. But, okay. So now listen, when you say, I know you're originally from New York, when did you come to Charleston and why did you come to Charleston?
Okay, well, let me tell you something. My grandmother, that God bless her soul, she was 105 when she left this earth here. You know, when school is out up north, They immediately pack your bags and ship you down south. So we've been coming here since we were little kids. You know, every summer we were down here. And just by the way New York changed as I was growing up, I decided I did not want to raise my family I will have in Brooklyn anymore. Mm. I wanted to bring them towards the south.
Mm. And that was for the kids. So that's your reason for coming, because, you know, you did want to raise them in New York because you feel New York is rough.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was when we were growing up. You know, we can actually, like, go outside, and then people would still watch you, but not like they have to watch you now. You know, they weren't snatching kids like they're doing now and all that foolishness. You know, we can go outside in front of the stoop and play double dutch or, you know, Scully and all for us New Yorkers. You know what Scully is. We used to play all of those good things. And, you know, but now you can't do that. So
right.
I thought it'd be better for my kids.
Right. So you guys, you came to here. So how long have you been here in Charleston?
I got here, I believe it was 94 was when I first moved here and been here ever since.
Okay, so you like it? You like it in Charleston, South Carolina?
I do. You know, I have a lot of family here as well, you know, so it's home. I'll call it home, you know.
Okay.
I will tell you, I'll go back to New York to visit. You know, I have a lot of family there as well, and I miss the bodegas and the shopping. But, yeah, Charleston's my home now.
Okay. So, listen, let's get to it. I want to talk about how you feel about this virus. And guys, when I say that, I'm saying I want you to understand, Kasia's going to tell you how she feels about it, what she thinks about it, what she's doing to protect herself. And if you are at work, what's going on with that as well? Can you please give us some information on what I just asked of you?
Sure. Well, my personal opinion on this virus is it sucks. It's horrible. You know, I don't know if it was man-made in a test tube and somebody broke it. I don't know what happened, but it's ridiculous. And so many people are suffering. Right now at this moment, it's up to 13 people that I know that's affected by this, and 3 have already passed on with this disease. I mean with this virus. And it's real, y'all. It's real, you know. Everybody is suffering. Everybody is like, you know, I would not be surprised if they don't have any suicide attempt behind this virus because of people losing their jobs, don't know which way to turn. The government is saying they're going to give you this, give you that. But me personally, I don't believe that until I see it, you know.
Right.
And because they've been promising us, you know, look at Dominion Energy. Oh, everybody's going to get $1,000, whatever. What, everybody got, like, different amounts of a check, $20, $60, whatever. So I don't believe that until I see it. And as far as work goes, I am thankful, you know, that I do have a job to go to. You know, one of them I'm furloughed from, you know, which I'm not going to really get into that, but I do have a second job that I'm, you know, I'm kind of holding on to. Thank God for that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I pray for everyone out there that's going through rough times right now, and I pray that it gets better and it gets better quick.
Yeah. So let me ask you this again. Let me make sure this is clear. Now, your very first job, are you on that job? Mm-hmm. Are you on both of your jobs?
Well, I was working from home on the first one and got furloughed. Today was my last day. And I was working from home. And that right there is messed up because the company that I was working for, we were fine. Then we had another company come in and buy us. And they were just buying and buying, and they did not realize that, you know, hey, if something happens, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So they would just get letting people go. It's like the fourth wave they went through of letting people go, and then today the last of the Charleston crew is gone. But we're furloughed, meaning that if they do bounce back, we still have a job. They're still paying our benefits, which is fine, medical and everything. That's good and dandy, but no one's going to get a paycheck. And see, everybody's not, you know, fortunate to have a second income. But there are places that are looking for work-at-home representatives. Okay, if you go on Indeed.com, they got plenty of them. So look into that if you need that. And if you have a computer, a desktop, you know, those equipment, So they are looking for people.
Okay. Can you say that one more time just in case people may have heard? Because that is so great of you to help, you know, and want to give, you know, anything for people. So where's that at again, where they can go in and look for that to work at home?
I sure can. If they go on Indeed.com, they can go on there and just put in work at home or hiring immediately jobs. That's people that's hiring right now, and it's a lot of work at home jobs. You know, even Amazon and Call Experts and Alorica, and I think it's another one, Dial America, I believe. They are hiring for work at home. So if you need to do that, just go on Indeed and plug it in.
Oh, okay. You guys heard that? So listen, please take that. You know, a lot of people need some work. So if that's something that you want to do or something you think you can do, please make sure you call and go in and check that out. Kasia, thank you. That was so nice of you to do that. I really appreciate that. Sheila, thank you. So listen, before we get into all that other great stuff you got going on, I think that something came a little true for you here. I'm not sure. So I did this yesterday, guys. I was so embarrassed. I'm going to try it again. I think we have a New York person on here, and I think it's my cousin. I'm not sure. So if you're not my cousin, don't say anything. But if you're my cousin, he's from Albany, New York, and you are going to talk to somebody from New York because New York have it really, really bad. So I'm going to see if this is him. So he can say hello to you. And if it's not, I apologize. You can stay on, and we're going to definitely get into all of what Kasia do. You guys, she's so dope. Let's see. Hello? Are you there? Would you like to talk? No? Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. Just go ahead and listen. Okay. Well, thank you. It's somebody else. I really thought that was one of my cousins from New York. That looks like a New York number, but I guess there's another. Listen, just stay on and wrap it up.
They're
targeting.
They don't want to talk. They're
yeah, they shy. If there's anybody that wants to talk, you guys know how you can do it. You can just, and I'll go ahead and let you on, okay? Meanwhile, just go ahead and listen, okay? All right, so listen, let's get into some other stuff because this, you know, when we talk about the virus, and I have to talk about it. That's one of the biggest things, that reason why I did this, Kasia, because I want people to know how other people are feeling, what's going on, and what they're doing, you know, what they're doing. So let me get this person out off of here because I don't want them to feel like I got him on. Okay. Well, okay, sorry, guys. Okay, so listen. And so why I did it was because I wanted people to hear about, you know, how everybody's feeling about it individually, my celebrities, and seeing what y'all feeling and what y'all doing and knowing that they're not by themselves because you guys are losing your jobs as well. You guys are losing out a lot of things as well. So I just wanted them to know, you know, just because you're celebrity, that doesn't mean that, you know, you're not going through it just like we're going through it. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to, you know, to bring you guys on so you can talk about, at least help someone or at least tell your story, you know, and all that good stuff. Now, on the brighter side, guys, let's talk about your career. We got to talk about your career. She's actually starring in my movie, The Life of an OG Cougar, and she's doing an amazing job. Yeah. She starred in my movie, but she got so many other things that's going on. And so, Kasia, please, let's get into it. We got some time. Let's get into, you know, let's talk about all that stuff you're doing, girl. Let's go.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's so much. Let me see. I thank God for all the opportunities and all the directors that, you know, put their trust in me to help their movie come to life. And thank you, too, Sandra. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I have, right now, I'm in a documentary called Why Did I Become a Model? And I have been placed on billboards in different states, which was awesome. I've never been on a billboard, but now I could say I have and put that on my resume as well. And that will be coming out spring of 2020. So it'll be on Fox channel, I believe that's 25. It's different in each state, so I'm not sure, but just be looking out for it, okay? Another thing that I'm doing, which is still in production, is called Deadly Welcoming. That is an awesome thriller, psychological of a movie that I believe you will enjoy. And like I said, that's still in production, so I don't have a release date yet for that, but I will let everybody know if you follow me on Facebook, which is my name, Cassia Hart, you will get all the details. And another, oh my goodness, 100 Bodies by Felicia Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
This is a G1 film production. That's an interesting one. That's also on Amazon Prime as well, but also on Facebook. You can see she released the trailer, and it really is good. It's kind of creepy and funny at the same time, so that's really good. I have two more that's still in production by Felicia Rivers as well called Treasure Box, and I get to play an older mother. So if anyone knows me, they know I have a closet full of wigs. So I could be anybody you want me to be. Okay?
Indeed.
If you need to be a Soul Train dancer, I'll pull out the powder puffs or the afro, and I'm ready to go. Okay? All right.
Okay.
If you need Gone with the Wind, I got a Miss, you know, I got those wigs too, the straight curly one, whatever. And I can dress for the occasion. And she has another one that's going to be coming out as well called Rescue. That's also going to be in production real soon. But Life of an OG Cougar, oh, my gosh.
You know what, listen, I can't wait for the people to see that. But what I would like to do real quick is shout out to Felicia Rivers. She has been doing, I mean, this lady is killing it with the movies and the films and, you know, being on you know, Amazon. So I really got to shout her out and let her know she's doing an amazing job. So, yeah, definitely shout out to her for that. I got to tell you, yes. But the life of OG Cooper. You know, the funny thing about it is that I'm so glad to see him mention that because, guys, when you go, if you're not already her friend on Facebook and you go on Facebook or you go look at all her stuff, you would see her doing all kinds of different things. But this right here, it's way out of character of what she normally does. So this is where you're going to see her great acting. You understand what I'm saying? Because she's doing something real different from what, you know, her normal things that she does and the scary things and, you know, the modeling things and the beauty things and all that good stuff. And listen, don't forget to tell her about the plays as well that you've done and you are continuing to do. So let's go ahead and continue. I had to throw that in there and let the people understand.
Yeah, Life of an OG Cougar is a raw movie. Y'all please excuse the language when you do see it. You know I don't talk like that. But, you know, the Brooklyn comes out and that language is going to come out. So don't be shocked. Don't clutch your pearls when you hear what I got to say because it's real. It is real. Okay, this is Sandra Wilson's movie and it is real. Another movie that's going to be coming out, and there is a trailer on YouTube, and it's by wonderful Miss Loretta Warren Green,
yes.
And it's called Have You Seen London? Now, because of the corona virus that's going on, a lot of our productions have been shut down and delayed, and because this was supposed to be airing April 4th, but that had to be, you know, had to cancel it due to the coronavirus. But you can see a trailer on YouTube if you go under Seen London. This movie is about human trafficking, which is going on, and I really feel you would enjoy watching this movie, and it will open your eyes to so much. And it's called Have You Seen London by Loretta Warren Green. And congratulations, Loretta, too, for winning the Music Award.
Oh,
if you're listening.
Yeah, congratulations. She listen, this is something that you can put on Facebook and they can hear it, baby. For the ones that, you know, may not get to it or whatever, put it right on Facebook and let everybody hear it. You understand? So I am so proud of her. I don't know her. I've never met her, but you've mentioned her because you're one of these people, guys. I'm going to tell you something. Because she's one of these people that support you back. Like you support, she supports. I mean, I see her support everybody. No selfishness, no selfish bonus inside her, you know. So I appreciate that with you. I mean, like, you support everybody. You know, people, you're just so nice and just so, you know, it's not about just you. You know, you support other people. So please keep that no matter how big you get. Prithia, keep that.
Oh, no.
Okay, keep that with you.
I don't care.
Yes, yes.
We're supposed to build each other up. We're supposed to compliment each other. But you still got those that want to tear you down. And let me tell you something. Everybody that smiles in your face don't mean you well either. So you have to be mindful of that. No, hey, girl, congratulations. Oh, I'm so happy for you. Meanwhile, they're biting the inside of their cheek, knowing they don't mean what they say. But it's okay, because I still smile in your face. Girl, thank you. Oh, yeah, girl, thanks. And I'm just side on you. Like, yeah, I really know the deal. But it's all good. It's all good. It's all love.
Yeah.
it's all love.
You know, but the thing is, Cassia, let's just tap on this real quick for just a second. There's a thing called jealousy. Now, when you got a woman as beautiful such as yourself, and you know, there's something else. Let's keep it real now, okay? I'm gonna put it out there, guys. You know, your complexion. You know, that can be a big jealous thing for people that's so ignorant about it. You know, when they see somebody so light, bright, and beautiful, and very talented. You know, that's a lot. You know, if there's a person that's jealous, and you know, you got all what you got. That can really mess a jealous person up. If you're jealous, it can mess you up. But if you're not like me, you can embrace it because I embrace it. You understand? I love it and I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just like I said, I love you guys more than I do the celebrities that got millions of dollars. I would more. I'm more seen for y'all than I do them because I'm over them. I really am, you know. I want to see some up and coming money, new money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just certain of you guys that I wouldn't say I love, you know, think more, but I would say this, and I'm gonna keep it 100. I adore more. I you know, you're one of my favorites. You're like in my top 2 or 3. You know what I'm saying? You're like one of my favorites. Like, I'm sorry.
You're
just one of my, and this is all around. People on Facebook know that they're not crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Sunshine is one of my favorites. She's in like my top 5 now, you know? But you're definitely in my top 2. So, So with that being said, I you know, just keep embracing every and all of what you're doing because you are really amazing. And the way you change it and all of what you do. And you know what else I love, guys? Let me tell you one thing, too, as well. We got some more time for her to tell you some more stuff about her. But I do want to tell you guys this. When she comes to work on the life of OG Cougar, she is so no-nonsense. She don't like the nonsense. She want to get it done and go. That's how she is. Every time she came, it's like, let's get this popping and let's go. Come on. And that's how she is. She works hard. She works. I'm serious, y'all. She works, okay? So, yeah, she works. And I think a lot of people have said that she works. She gets it. And once you know, her time is up, she goes. But she comes in. She works very, very, very hard. And I got to tell you something. She's playing one of the most amazing cougars I've ever seen. And I'm just loving this movie. Like she said, it's potty mouth, guys. So be careful when you see it. So listen, let's move on to some other things that you're doing. Let's move on to some other things that you're doing. You know, I know you got the stuff with Felicia. You got the stuff with me. We talked about that nice billboard. And I see the billboard. Guys, it's on Facebook. I promise you, you got to go in there and see it. If you're not her friend, ask to be a friend. She's going to give you all her media rules in just a little bit after, once we get into more into the interview. So I know that you're working with a lot of people here in Charleston, but is there anybody in Charleston that you would want to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
Let me see.
With everybody.
Because, you know, we're all like a network. When you see one, you see all. We all work together, you know?
Yeah.
Geez, you know what? I really don't know who I would want to work with here in Charleston. Gosh. I mean, I've worked with Danny McBride. He lives in Charleston now. You know him from Vice Principals and what is the other movie now that's out that they have on HBO? Jeez, I can't remember the name of it, but with the church, it's a comedy, but I really don't know, Sandra. It's so many people here, talented people.
Yeah,
but
I think
I've been on a set with most of them already.
I was waiting for you to say that. You got to really go on your page. I was waiting for you to say that. I was like, girl, you don't work with everybody. And you just keep going around and everybody's calling. Come on, everybody with your dad. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, too? You have brought me outside of my box as well, because new talk show that we're going to have coming out pretty soon.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, I was going to tell you about that as well. She has been asked to be in the talk show. And the great thing about our talk show that we have is, like, all of us, we all own it. It's like not one person. It's our talk show. Castilla, tell them the name of it.
It's One Guy and Four Women, and everybody got their own personality and game to bring to the table. You're going to enjoy it.
Yes, you are. Oh, my God. Y'all going to love it. Y'all going to love it. And we, you know, I love the fact that we, all of us, own our own. Nobody is nobody's bosses, guys. Everybody just own their own. And y'all just wait. Go. And as a matter of fact, there's beautiful pictures that are out. I'll see if I can get Cassie to put some more pictures out, because she has a whole heap of them. And put them out, and so y'all can see, you know, the guy and the four women that are in it. And, you know, so that's a different, you know, an avenue for her, you know. Now, Cassie, with that being said, here's the question for you. How do you put all of that in and working? And let's just not say before the, you know, virus came. How do you do all of that? Because I know you made every last one of mine, every last one of Felicia's, every last one of Dennis L. King, everybody that you were supposed to do something for, you never missed it. How in the freaking do you do that?
Well, see what happened. I have a clone machine at home, and I made like six of myself, so I can be in six different places. No, I'm just kidding. Before I answer that question, I want to give out a shout out to Dennis L. King as well for allowing me to be in his wonderful play Illusions with Anthony Grant from Tyler Perry's The Counselor and Why Did I Get Married? Thank you, Dennis L. King, for that opportunity, and I'm looking forward to working with you on many more projects. Okay?
Right.
Now,
shout out.
As far as my schedule goes, it seemed like everything fell on my days off. Mm-hmm. Okay? And when we do our stuff, it's mostly on Sunday evenings, and I'm free. I'm out of work, you know? And thanks to my wonderful supervisor that I had, which I no longer have right now, she would be like, so you got any projects coming up? What's going on? Let me know. We were such a close-knit family in that company that she'd be like, if you need the time, go ahead and take it. I got you. You know, do this. You know, you have time, save up, switch your days, whatever. She worked it out for me. And for her to come to me and ask me, do I have anything coming up that I want to work on or I'm working on? What's going on? They were interested in what I was doing, and I miss them so much. I miss my work family. You just don't know, you know. But now that I'm furloughed, I'm going to have more time, but you can't go nowhere because of this freaking virus. So I'm going to take this time to reflect on myself a little more and maybe do some writing myself, you know. Put some thoughts on paper that I'm thinking about.
I was coming to that. And I'm so glad you said that. Now, the thing about it is that within the talk show, you guys, that is going to start you off with, you know, building your own. Because I would think at one point in time, you would want to build for yourself and you become the producer and the, you know, and all that other stuff behind the scenes and pushing others along. See, the great thing about what you got going on is that at any time you can do a Tyler Perry doing, like, you can direct or be a producer or write or whatever and still act at the same time. I don't have that luxury because I can't act. So that is such a great thing. That is such a great thing to have. I would love to see when you get to that point when you decide that you want to go ahead and start writing and doing what you're doing. I think this talk show that we have is good. That's like a second stone for all of us to, you know, to start doing things on our own. Like you said, you want to write, you want to, you know, and I don't know if you ever want to be a producer or anything like that, but I think that you would be so amazing with doing that, Cassia, because just watching your ethics as when you're acting, I think you would be so great in that. And then when we all were, you know, guys, we can't get in our talk show, but they interviewed me, guys, and I was scared. Like, I couldn't believe the I mean, they tore me up, guys. I was like, oh, my God, they are freak. I just almost, if I didn't cry, I teary-eyed that day. And that was like a test run for us. Yeah, that was like a test run for us. And they was, oh, my God, they were so amazing. And then at the end, Kasia did something that I was like, oh, my God, it's just, I thought it was real, y'all. It was just not a test run, you know. So with that ability that you have, I would love to see you take a turn into some other things like writing and all that great stuff. I think you would be amazing with that, along with still acting, because I think that you still can act and do all that good stuff. But I would love to see you get into those shoes there. So should you ever think about doing it, I think you would be amazing at it. I really do.
Never say never. You never know what I'm doing in these closed walls. You never know.
Exactly, exactly.
My TikTok is what give me, that's my therapy. So I don't know if you checked out my TikTok or if you go to TikTok, it's Cassia Hart. But that's what I do for my therapy, actually, all these little videos that I do. And
I see every last
one
of them. I see every last one of them. You in the wings and the running and looking and seeing somebody coming in. Listen, you'll be wowing. You come up with all these and all kinds of stuff. Gosh, she got about 902 wigs, about 1,000 of them. Probably a shoe and a pocket when you go in the last one of them. And you know,
you,
I mean, I guess funny.
Sandra. You,
yeah,
only
they
live
funny.
Once. You know,
listen,
what I'm saying?
They
so.
Funny and they fun. I love it.
Oh,
I love it. Continue to keep on doing it. I mean, I didn't mean to put you out there, but you asked if anybody, you said, go watch it. I already watched it. I already seen them. I said, no, she did not. You should come and look and jump back. I was like, who coming? Ain't that a soul coming? She just did that real good by herself. Girl, I love it. Continue to do that. That is so nice to watch fun things. You know what I'm saying? Fun things. So I love it that you're doing that.
You had a few people singing with you. Yeah, I've had a couple people hit me up on Facebook just to ask me, so what are you going to do tomorrow? This makes me smile.
Uh-huh.
This makes my day. And before they stopped all that copyright with the music, I used to do a song of the day every morning en route to work. And songs that I would choose, people would be like, girl, you just made my day. You lift my spirit. You know, whether it was gospel or R&B, whatever I was feeling, I would just sing it and videotape it. And if I could reach out and touch people like that, I'm more than happy to do it, you know.
Wow.
I'm not a professional,
I know you make me
singer,
laugh.
But, you know, I could play one on TV. You know how that go.
Yeah, well, you make me laugh. I'd be cracking up because you'd be doing some wild stuff. I tell you, I'd be like, oh, my goodness. But, yeah, I think them and I love them, and I wish that you please continue to keep doing it because it's fun. I don't know who do or don't like it, but I love it. It is a lot of fun to watch. And when I turn it on, I love seeing stuff like that because it makes your day, you know, with all the stuff that's going on for people that don't know how to handle being home, you know, you entertain us, you know. And, you know, well, me, I don't have to handle it because I normally be home all the time anyway, but you entertain them. So you can't imagine the people that, you know, really watching it and like it. So continue to keep doing that, Kasia, please. Continue to entertain on Facebook because you're a great entertainer. Now, before we continue the interview, take your time and tell everybody your media, where they can find you, whether you do Twitter, IG, Facebook. Take your time and give them every last place that they can find Kasia Hart.
Okay. Okay. And my cousin just sent me a text that she's trying to get on. How do I listen? So I don't know.
Oh, wow. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If she called
up
in,
did she call in? She called in. She's in New York and Long Island, I believe.
And what did she say?
She said, I called the number and it was receiving calls. How do I listen? So I don't know what it's giving her. But Ophelia, if you're on and you're listening, I love you, darling.
What's her number? Well, I don't want to know her number. Okay, here's the thing. What might have happened was, let me see. If there's too many people on, it's not going to let her on.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
because
okay.
Because it's a certain time where it can only do like a certain amount of people as far as calling in. And if it's too many people on, it will not let her on.
Okay.
So that may be the problem, which is – Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry.
She said, okay, all right, I got you.
What did she say?
People are texting me as I'm doing this.
What did she say?
No, my sister chimed in, Jennifer Hart Griffin. Okay, Ophelia, you are on listening. I love you, darling.
She's
my sister
on?
Jennifer, if you're listening, I love you too.
Okay.
Huh?
Aww. I don't know these numbers of people, so I can't give out their numbers, but tell them thank you. Aww, that is sweet. That is awesome.
But you can't seem to hear us. She said, but you can't seem to hear us. It's me and Tamara. Hi, Tamara. See, my family's chiming in New York. Yay!
Look at you guys. You're so beautiful. Oh, wow.
I love you guys. I love everybody that's listening.
Thank you for saying that. Don't forget to give out your media. So go ahead. Come on. Tell us so you can get your fans.
Okay. So on Facebook, it is actually just my name as Cassia Hart, and Cassia spelled K-A-S as in Sam, I-A, last name Hart. Okay. My Instagram is the official Classy Cat 50. And Classy is spelled with a K, and Cat is spelled with a K, and then 50, which is 50. Okay. Mm. I don't do Twitter. It gives you a headache. Gives me a headache. It's too much. I don't even fool with it. If you want to check me out on TikTok, it's my name as well, Cassia Hart. And I have started a YouTube channel, which is my name as well, Cassia Hart. So, yeah, go ahead, follow me. Follow my journey. Let me take you along with me. I don't want to leave no one behind.
That's a beautiful thing to say. Cassia, let me tell you, I don't know why who can't get on, because you just got two more people on here from the 843 area. Whoever you are, thank you so much. Another person came on from the 843 area just now. Thank you to whoever you are. Y'all so dope. Y'all some dope people. I tell you, supporting her like, y'all are so dope. Dope to the core. I like y'all. I love y'all. This is beautiful. It's your button. You understand what I'm saying? You understand? This is a beautiful thing. I don't want anything about it, but thank you. Yeah. I would love for somebody to say something, but they probably won't. I don't want to, you know. Okay, watch this. I'm going to get embarrassed right now. Somebody will embarrass me right now. Watch this.
If my sister got on here, she'll probably embarrass me. So.
Would you like to say something? Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
How are you? I'm good. How y'all ladies doing today? I just thought I'd get some time to right quick. I should have loved. Hey, I'm good.
Lorenzo, this you?
You are absolutely correct.
Lorenzo,
I didn't know my voice would be that. I didn't think y'all would recognize my voice at first. But yeah, it's me. Hey, guys.
That's my name, Lorenzo.
Yeah, that's Lorenzo.
So, yeah, I just catched a few minutes. Hey, awesome. Y'all guys are awesome. You are such a sweetheart. I definitely see a lot in you. And I definitely want you to keep pushing. And hope I'll be with you along the way. My question for you is, I guess I would say, what do you think would be the very first thing that you would do once this virus is all said and done and finally over?
That's a question for me?
Yes, ma'am. That's a question for you.
Oh, okay. I got the answer for you. So it all depends on the day of the week that it's over. If it's a Sunday, I'm taking my black butt to church since I am furloughed and I don't have to work on Sunday anymore. I'm going to church. And then I'm going to try to gather up some of my friends so we can go sit down and have a nice steak dinner, or if you're vegan, whatever, a good meal with some wine and just exhale. That's the first thing I'm going to do. Of course, you know, checking on, make sure everybody's fine and well and healthy. Then, you know,
absolutely.
Go eat my food. Yes. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, you actually answered quite perfectly. I understood what you said. That sounds awesome. Invite me, please.
Yeah, man. Anyway, so how are you?
Yeah. Can't complain.
And ladies and gentlemen, I'm hoping to have him on later on down the line. I asked him already. I'm putting him on the spot, y'all. He's already been asked to come on my celebrity show, so hopefully he will be on. Mr. Lorenzo, that is so dope. You came on here to support her. Thank you. Like, I appreciate this so much. You're going to trip a little longer?
Oh, you know, not a problem, Mom. You know, I was
thank
just you,
thank
you. All my notifications and all, and I just happened to catch that he was on the show. So I just wanted to call in if I could have catch it before y'all were done.
That was so nice of you. So nice of you. Look at you. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead. I'm going to see if I can get another caller here. Thank you, Lorenzo, for coming on and supporting her, supporting me. I really appreciate it. So, and he'll be on soon, too, guys. All right, guys. Let me see. Let me see if I can get somebody else. Who's this one right here? But now, once I get cursed out, don't curse me out. How you doing? Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello. Hi. This is Ophelia calling from New York.
Ophelia, my cousin.
Cassia is my cousin. I'm so glad I was able to get through. I hung up and redialed. Tamara was on the line. We were on a shared call. I hung up from her, so I think she can hear us, but she can't connect, so maybe she'll retry. But I just have to say, from your family over here in New York, we are so happy for you, so proud of you. And I'm so grateful for how God has blessed you, because I know you've been through some tough times, health-wise and everything. And I look up to you, and I just love how you continue living your dreams. And the best about it is that you have every character. You make people laugh. You let us see when you change into any character, be serious, whatever it is they're asking of you. So God bless you, and keep living and living your dreams. We love you. Tamara is sending me a text to it, and she's telling me to tell you hi. She can hear us, but she can't talk. And she says, my sister has four kids, and she says that they have you on replay. They especially love the TikTok with the Frozen characters.
And what is your name again? Can you say your name again?
Yes, my name's Ophelia.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Ophelia. I want to tell you, my name is Sandra. I'm Sandra Tender. This is Broadway Talk Show. And I just want to tell you that you're amazing. For you to come and support family the way that you do is, and what you're going through up there in New York, you are so amazing. God bless
you, girl.
You understand me? You are so amazing.
You.
So many, I mean, with all that you're going through, you took out the time to call in. You know what I'm saying? To listen to your family member and support me at the same time. Thank you so much, and I'm going to keep you guys in prayers because you guys are going through it up there. So I got you guys in my prayers, and you are amazing. You know,
thank
so amazing.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you so much. We're going to continue praying for all of you as well, because I know even though New York's going through, everybody
yes.
is, so that you all
yes.
just stay safe and stay well. And we love you, Cassia.
Love you too, baby.
Talk to you soon. Take care.
Everybody support. Okay, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Appreciate
give
you. Bye bye.
Give mommy a kiss
bye.
For me, okay? All right.
Okay. All right. She got up and listened. That was so. You, girl, how you feeling over there? Cassia?
Girl, my eyes wet up over here. They got me tearing
up. Get some tissue, baby. This is beautiful, baby. This is beautiful. This
yes,
is beautiful.
I love it,
so
I love
many
it.
People. Oh my God, this is so beautiful. So listen, I'm all choked up right now. I'm the host and I'm choked up. You understand?
Oh,
people are just supporting. Yeah, supporting you all over New York and right here in Charlotte, just all over. I don't know where half of these other people came from. You know, but thank you so much. You guys are beautiful. Oh, my God. Listen, next week I got another host of celebrities coming up. But I'm going to tell you guys, you're listening, guys, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep on rolling. We're going to keep going. We're going to not just sort of stop this month. But then I'm going to do an all-star, which means I'm going to call back the majority of my celebrities and put them all on at one time, and we're going to have a great time. Wow. So I'm going to do that. Yes, yes. Yes, I'm going to do the all-star celebrity interview, which means I'm going to get all of you guys on at one time, and we're just going to have a great time, listening to music, talking to people, having a wonderful time. So we're going to do that after I interview all the other people that I have all next week, and I got some of the other great celebrities next week as well. But I got, guys, I want to tell you something real quick about the life of OG Kuga with Cassia. What happened was, guys, and this is a story she forgot to tell you, so I'm going to tell you. Cassia actually, the part that she was recommended to me by someone named Demene Johnson, shout out to Demene Johnson. And she was recommended to me. Yeah, she was recommended to me. And Demene actually, no, Cassia, guys, was just really going to play a real quick part in the movie. Honestly, she really was. And so I remembered her from way back in the day, and I said, that, I think that's her. And I just kept looking at her picture, and I said, So the thing was, I can't act, so I needed somebody to play me, to take the lead, you know, to take the star role. So I inboxed her, and I said, listen, the part that I gave you, would you not play that part and play the star role? Guys, she wrote back and said, you have, I'm not saying it verbatim. Like, she was like, you got to be kidding me.
I did.
Yeah, she is the star of the movie. She's playing me, and I mean, she's doing an amazing job. And so I just wanted to tell you guys that story, because she actually was really just supposed to come and play just this real small part, and she ended up getting a starring role, people. You feel me? So, yeah, congratulations to you for that, girl, along with all the other great things that you're doing.
Yeah, thank you for believing in me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Listen, we got to wipe, I'm not saying wipe out the big celebrities, but we got to go for their money. We got to get some money. We got to get their money, too. You feel me? We got to rock the roll, you know? So I'm looking forward to going back into production with you guys. I'm looking forward to you guys doing all the great stuff, you know, that you're doing. Somebody else came. I don't know who that is, but it could be one of your family members. I'm going to try and see if that's one. I don't want them to embarrass me, but I'm going to try to see if it's one of your family members. I don't want them to live at home. Hold on, let's see. Don't embarrass me. Hello? How are you?
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear
How
me?
Are you?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes,
hey.
How are you? Hey, what is your name and where are you from?
Olivia. I'm from Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
That's my friend, girl.
Look at you. Look at this going on here. Hi, Olivia.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
That's my next to baby sister.
Is it? Look at y'all. This is beautiful. This is beautiful, guys.
Thank you for calling in, Ali.
Hey, everything's all good. How are you?
Girl, you see, right? You see what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm. I see. Always on the go.
Girl,
if anybody could do it, you could.
Well, you know me. You know me very well.
I sure do.
Oh, thank you for supporting, honey. Thank you.
Yes, Olivia, thank you so much. You guys are so appreciated. With all that you're going through up there, as I told you, sister, thank you. I admire you guys, and I want to thank you so much, and I'm praying for you guys over there. You know, so thank you for tuning in to the show, for supporting her.
No.
When you support her, you support me. So thank you. I really, really appreciate
it so much. No problem.
Yes.
And you guys be
thank
safe.
Thank you. All right, we will. Thank you so much, darling. All right.
Thank
you. Oh, my God.
Love you, too.
Oh, my God. This
love
is beautiful.
You
did
this, okay?
Okay.
All right. This is so beautiful, guys. This is beautiful. There's somebody else on this 843 number. I don't want to go ahead and mess with them. I don't know who that is. But you got so many people on here, girl. This is beautiful, baby. This is beautiful. You are so funny. You are hilarious. You know something? I got to tell you something. I want you to listen at this. Cassia, if you never one time in your life, Miss Hart, thought that you, am I doing good or am I really doing my thing? You was told tonight, all these people are supporting you to the core. You're being told, God does his work, that you are doing an amazing job and people are loving what you're doing, so you keep on doing it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand you, Sandra, and I'm not going to stop until the Lord tell me to sit down. I'm going to keep on going.
That's right, girl. You got a whole bunch of people supporting you. It's crazy. and I love it, and it's so heartfelt. Your family, people, you know, it's just beautiful. You just keep going.
Aww.
Listen, it was your signature. God wrote it just now. Said, listen, hey, this, you know, I want you to know that you're doing great. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes in the darkest moments that we have, like with what's going on right now, sometimes in our worst times, the best things come out of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if ever you thought you weren't doing enough, you're doing a lot. You understand? So we got like 10 minutes left, so let's rock. Okay, so now, did you get out all your media so anybody that wants to know where you're at or want to be your friend or become a fan of yours, did you give us every media that you can think of that they can go to a request?
Oh, yeah, everything except for my IMBD, which is Cassia Hart, but I have to get someone to help me set it up because I have credits all over the place. I need to get my picture up there. I need to set it up. I just have never set it up. So if there's anybody out there that knows how to do it, get at me. Get at me and help me set this thing up. I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, you definitely. You got so much credit. You're going to get it from my movie as well. You know, so you're going to definitely get it from. So listen, for some people that came on that's new, I wanted just to kind of go back and let them know that you are actually also doing a talk show. You have a talk show with four other people. Yeah. So once again, tell them the name of the new talk show you got coming out.
So the name of the talk show is One Guy and Four Women. And soon as all of this coronavirus is over with and we're free to venture out again, we're going to get the ball rolling with that. And believe me, it is everyone has their own personality, their own way of doing things, their own style, and there's no holds bar. Okay, it's about every and everything we're going to talk about. Okay, so just tune in, keep watching. And then when the air date comes out, and you guys here that's local in Charleston, you know, how whenever we set it up, we'll let you know. Come out and support. Come out and support us. We would love to have you.
And you guys are going to love it because I got to tell you something. I've seen, they interviewed me, and we talked about this earlier in this interview right here, and I almost started crying because I couldn't believe they were so amazing. And I love the fact that all of us, you know, we're all our own people. Nobody bosses anyone, and I love it. I love that fact that's the way we are.
Exactly.
You know, we have an amazing chat room that we have is ours, and we get to talk about what we want to talk about. We get to, you know, we get to do a lot of great stuff in there. So you guys make sure y'all support us when we come out. Y'all got to wait and see. That was cool,
and see,
guys.
The chemistry with all of us. The chemistry is off the chain, you know. It's no side-eyeing or she thinks I'm better than her or whatever. It's none of that. That's why I love it. They're like my family, you know.
Yes.
And, I mean, I love you guys, too. I love you.
Yes.
So let's see. We have Crystal and we have Cronin and we have Robin.
Yes.
And we have Miss Sandra.
Yes,
and, of course, myself.
This is going to be good. It really is. So, listen, we got, like, 5 minutes left. So I got a few questions that I want to ask. And, you know, it's just because I want people to understand you more and what you're thinking is, you know, just greatly coming from you. Now, what are one of the things, and it's like a two-part question right here. Tell me something about the industry that you love the most. Like, what is it about the industry, Cassia, that you love the most? And what is it about the industry that you would say, not so much that you don't love it, but you would rather it be and you finish it for me?
Okay, well, what I love most about the industry is that you actually can become someone else. You know, if you're in a movie and you need to do this, you become that person. You eat it, you live it, you drink it, and you become that individual. You know, I enjoy the camaraderie. You know, you network and you meet a lot of people. I enjoy that because I am a very friendly person until you press my button. Then you'll see a whole different me. And I don't like Juanisha to come out. You know what I'm saying? She needs to stay she needs to stay wrapped up because you won't like her. So, that's right. So I just like the togetherness and then looking at the finished product of whatever you're doing in whichever industry you're in, whether it's modeling, whether it's film, theater, whatever. I just like to everybody get together, do what you got to do, and then watching the finished product. Now, what I don't like about the industry is, now, you do have some directors out there that could give a rat's tail about you personally. They just want what they want. They talk to you any kind of way they can, however they want. And once it's over and they yell rap, that's a rap, you going about your way. They could care less. You know, it's some out there. I'm not going to call no names, but they are out there. And I'm speaking of, you know, bigger productions as well, too, you know. Mm-hmm. So we all need to realize that when you're doing these films, whether you're background, extra, whether you got a line or two, or whether you're standing, you need to treat people with respect. Okay, mm-hmm. Without respect, you get nothing. You get people that don't like you, don't want to work with you again. You need to be respectful, and it goes on both sides. So that's the part that I don't like about the industry. They disrespect you if you're just a background. They look at you, oh, you're just a filling. You're just a background. You're just an extra face or the extra back of a head. But without them, it won't be you. You understand?
That's right.
Now, yeah, you can do the computer and put people in the computer, whatever, but it's still not the same. It's not the same. Give people jobs. They're looking for jobs. Give them work.
Exactly.
But treat them with respect at the same time. Yes. You have to have tough skin in this industry. You have to have tough skin. If you don't have tough skin, it's not for you. If you don't have patience, it's not for you. You understand? So they need to get a little better with that part.
I agree.
As far as respect. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
And that's it.
I agree.
I'm not a picky person. I don't complain about too much of anything, but that's one of my pet peeves that I sit back and just watch it happen. I watch it unfold, you know.
Right.
Communication is a big thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I agree with that. Well, I have a couple of minutes left, so what I would like to say is this. I want to tell you so very much now. When you first came on board with me, when you first came on board with me, I remember that. I remember you from way back in the day. So I don't want to say, like, you're brand new to me. What I would like to say is thank you for everything that you are doing for me. I really appreciate it. I have such an amazing cast, y'all. My whole cast is just freaking amazing. Everybody is just crazy amazing. They have so much fun in there. But just thank you. I'm going to have some of the other cast on. We're going to be talking as well, you know. And thank you, Lorenzo, for calling in. Thank you for your family calling in. Thanks for everybody, all the people. You guys are beautiful. I love you. Like, I love you crazy. I really do. And I really appreciate it, because when you support my celebrities, you support me, you know. So I feel great about that as well. So thank y'all for supporting her. And supporting
I really
appreciate it. This is beautiful. Yesterday was beautiful. This is beautiful. All of it is beautiful. I got some great celebrities coming in next weekend as well. You know, so listen, this is what I want to say real quick, because I only got like a minute left. I want to tell you that you are amazing. I want to tell you to stay amazing. And I want to tell you that I'm very proud of you. I really am. I am so freaking proud of you. You understand me?
Continue to do everything you're doing.
Keep making me laugh on Facebook. You are a funny girl. I don't know what the crap you be doing, jumping in and out and looking like you're looking at somebody. No, you ain't looking at nobody. You're making up all them things you're doing with yourself. I love it. You know what I'm saying? But listen, this is what we got to do.
Thank you for having me on, Sandra.
I know, right?
You
are so welcome. I am going to have an all-star, guys. Remember I said this. I'm going to have an all-star, which means I'm going to bring back some of my celebrities that I pick and choose to come back on. We're going to have a big party on here, okay? So we're going to do that again. Next week, I'm going to have some more celebrities coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful, talented Miss Cassia Hart tonight. Listen, don't forget, y'all can go re-listen to this. She might put it on Facebook. I don't know. You can go back and hear it. Great interview. I love it. So you guys take care of yourselves, okay? Please take care of yourselves. You understand? Ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful Miss Cassia Hart. We're going to end this show with Tina Marie. You rest in peace, baby. I love you so much. Guys, you have a good night.